personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leaf.
I don't know how many of you know that my co-host, Lauren Leib, is cruel. She is cruel. She is mean. She's the worst. My co-host, Lauren Leib, sent rent demands. No, I'm telling you, we own a lot of real estate together, Lauren and I, and she sent rent demands for our tenants that didn't pay. And she got told she's the cruelest, meanest meanie that ever meanied out.
I just want to clarify for a second.
Please clarify.
So I own a business, and my business is rentals. And part of my business is getting income from rentals because I have—
But you're rich. You're the landlord. You're they.
Okay. First off, they is not always rich.
No, but they own property. They own it.
I know. Everybody always says they. They did this to me, and they did that to me. So when I didn't receive rent on April 1st from a bunch of my tenants, I sent out letters to them saying, you know, the rent is due, because there's this misconception that people have that they don't have to pay their rent.
What do you mean? I read from the governor, there was this EO, this executive order, 202.8, that says there's a 90-day moratorium on residential or commercial evictions. And I know this CARES Act, the federal law, says that there's a 120-day moratorium for most residential property that began on March 27th. So you can't evict. Nah, nanny poo poo.
All right. Well, that doesn't mean that I'm not owed the money. And just for everybody that doesn't understand who they is—
Who is they?
They are the people that own the property, okay? But just because I own the property doesn't mean that I don't have a mortgage on the property.
Whoa, slow down. So you have to pay someone else. You don't own the property outright.
No, and I also have taxes.
You have taxes.
Oh, and I have big utility bills, electric.
And what happens when the place breaks?
I have to fix it.
And your tenants haven't stopped asking you to fix it when things broke? We were dealing with a leak this morning before we came here. Whole basement of a property we own all leaked. The shutoff valve on the hot water heater sprung everywhere. It was like I wasn't sure if I was going to go slip and sliding or come to the radio station.
Well, I thought it had to happen. You know, in the middle of a global pandemic, one of our properties had to have an emergency.
Unbelievable. So again, just to loop back, landlords, yes, there may be a moratorium. In New York, it's commercial residential. Federally, it's just on residential. And there may be a moratorium where you can't evict, but that doesn't mean you don't play chess. You got to put the tenant in check. And I want everyone to understand that when we sent out our demand letters, there's something called a predicate notice where you can hold the tenant in default. That's a legal document where you hold the tenant in default, and it's a condition precedent, something you have to do before you start an eviction proceeding. Lauren and I didn't do that. Instead, all we did is we said, you do know your rent's due. You do know here's the interest and penalties. You do know that we'd rather not evict you. Please contact us. You can't, tenants, you can't just not pay someone. What are you, a fool? You got to, I pity the fool. Isn't that what they say? You got to call up your landlord and talk. We had Mike Murphy, the head of commercial at Douglas Elliman, on a little while. It's all, he was on a week ago, 2 weeks ago. He says all about communication. Mike Murphy, the Murph, said it's communication. Tenants, your landlords will work with you. We had other tenants that contacted us. We said, don't worry. You can give it to us a little later. We're going to give you all money off. But don't spit in your freaking landlord's face. But you
Yeah, I had a tenant that was like, listen, I applied to the Paycheck Protection Program. I'm expecting the money. And as soon as I get that, I'll pay off my balance. I mean, I get it. I'm not a cruel person. But if you just ignore the lease, ignore me, don't pay anything, I have a lease. And that's what I'm going to look at.
So landlords have a few things that I think tenants forget. First of all, landlords could be your neighbor. We're not Warren Buffett. Like, landlords just can be a normal guy or gal on your block. And what they do is, instead of investing in stocks, or maybe they don't have a 401k, or instead of them having bonds, what they do is they take their money and they put it in real estate. And they might do that because they have a skill in real estate. And these people have a mortgage. These people have to pay taxes. These people, they have utilities. They have repairs. And by the way, let's just set aside the fact that they have to eat too, and the rent is their income. So tenants, when you don't pay and you don't say anything, you're taking food out of my kid's mouth, and I hate you for that. So some landlords out there have got creative, though. And I don't know if you can hear him in the background, but we have Morty Yankovic in the background over here, who's the employment lawyer, because he brought this to our attention. We were reading the New York Post, Morty and I, and here's the headline. Some U.S. landlords, they go, I don't need to eat because I got a better idea. They go, U.S. landlords trying to coerce cash-strapped tenants into sex-for-rent agreements. And so I was thinking that I was going to tell Lauren that we can have a menage. No?
Yeah, no.
No? Not into that? Not into that?
Hard
but,
no.
All right, hard no. Well, let's pretend she says yes. Morty, how do I write up one of these agreements? I want one of these agreements.
Yeah, I would stop you right there, Andrew. Well, first of all, there could be some criminal ramifications. I'm not a criminal law expert, but you can open yourself up for a tremendous amount of exposure to claims of sexual harassment.
Before we get to the sexual harassment, there's this prostitution thing. I don't know if anyone knows about that, like soliciting a prostitute.
That's what I was referring to.
I got you, and I put it out there. The tenant could be a prostitute. The landlord could be a John. It's like all sorts of problems. But let's assume the tenant comes to the landlord and says, because I recommend communication. Some people communicate with sexual gestures. So let's imagine the tenant comes to the landlord, and obviously they're 6 feet apart for social distancing measures, but then they put on their mask and their gloves and they make some gestures. And they say, and they say, hey to you, I want to give you nookie, Morty. I'm the tenant. You're the landlord. I want to give you nookie so I don't have to pay my rent. If it's the tenant's idea, isn't that okay?
Well, if they're the ones that are soliciting it, then, you know, it might be okay. But
How could it be okay?
I would still not recommend it.
Why wouldn't you recommend it?
Because bottom line is, there's sex being offered in exchange for rent. So even if it's the tenant's idea, if this goes to court and they say, look, I had sex with him instead of rent, that's the end of the case. You know?
Well, I don't understand. So we got to slow this down because maybe in your head it's going real fast, but I need to understand. You use the word sexual harassment. Then you said they're going to court, and I don't even understand the linkage. Are you saying that this is some sort of lawsuit that can happen from this?
100%. The tenant can sue the landlord for sexual harassment for either a hostile housing environment or a quid pro quo, meaning that the landlord is conditioning terms of the tenancy or continued occupancy on providing sexual favors.
So this is sex discrimination. That's what I'm hearing.
Correct. Correct.
What if the tenant says, okay, landlord, I will have sex with you. And then in 3 months, they're going to go sue. Could that happen?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a statute of limit, a 3-year statute of limitations. They have 3 years to sue.
But I want to go to Lauren's question. So if it's the tenant's idea, or the tenant acquiesces, or the tenant agrees, what happens if the tenant signs a contract? Can that stop the tenant from suing? That's what we want to know. We hired you. You're Morty Yankovic, who does discrimination law, and we see in the Post there's sex for rent agreements. We read in there, Hawaii has 10 complaints of it. Chicago has a 3-time increase. So I want to get a solid hold harmless where I can't get sued. Can you get me that?
Yeah, no, there's no contract that I would recommend signing to that could release you of liability for this. Because even if it's consensual, it can still be harassment. It's similar to an employer-employee context. If an employer goes to an employee and says, you know, if you have sex with me, I'll give you promotion, even if it's consensual, meaning, you know, he's not coercing or physically coercing her to have sex. If because of the difference in bargaining powers, it still may be viewed as harassment.
So just to be clear, to loop back, we see that 31% of tenants, according to the National Multifamily Housing Council, did not pay rent in April. That doesn't mean you make sex for rent agreements. That means you send notices that the tenants owe money. If you do sex for rent, no matter what agreement you ask your lawyer to write up, you're going to get sued for discrimination. They're going to sue you for 6 figures, probably, emotional distress, punitive damages, attorney's fees. Landlords, treat this like a business. This isn't a game show, not woo, woo, woo. You got to go get paid because tenants and landlords, if you want, as the tenant, to keep having a place to live or work, landlords, if you want to keep being in business, communication is key, and you have to respect each other, pay the bills, because when the piper comes calling, you got to pay the money. Thank you so much, Morty. Thank you so much, Lauren. We'll see you all next week.
This segment has been brought to you by the Bryn Elliott team of Douglas Elliman Real Estate.
This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib. Find us on social media at Listen to Leib or visit listentolieb.com.